Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our program today. It is Tuesday, April 20th, 2021, and we're actually live again on YouTube. It may only be for one day because I'm not changing my editorial policy, but my strike has expired, and I'm back live on the YouTube if you want to see my smiling face. And, well, if you want to see my smiling face, you can always go down to the post office and look at the wanted posters. There's plenty of me down there. And we are still looking at changing providers. Rumble has now adopted or initiated their own streaming service, and we're starting to look at that as an eventual replacement for YouTube. So we'll see what happens with them. As usual, we're going to do news until we run out of news. It's actually kind of a slow news day, and then we're going to open up the phone lines and let you call on in with your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. So let's get right on into it. Obviously, the big news, or one of the big news items that happened, former Vice President Walter Mondale has passed away at age 93. He had a good long run, very colorful figure involved in U.S. politics. And so 93, that's not bad. We could all hope to do that well. All righty. The jury in the Derek Chauvin case is still out there debating or discussing, deliberating, I guess is the proper word, case. We have not heard anything from them yet. They met briefly yesterday following jury instructions. Then they adjourned for the night. They're back together today. The defense attorney is a little upset that they are not being sequestered, which means they could be open to harassment and contact by interested parties. And I'm in agreement on a case of this magnitude. They should have been sequestered. Meanwhile, Maxine Waters is trying to backpedal from her incitement to violence, which violates a whole bunch of U.S. laws, I might add. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has officially filed a resolution to remove Maxine Waters from the U.S. House of Representatives. Not only that, but Kevin McCarthy moves to censure Maxine Waters for breaking the law and inciting a riot. It's really quite a mess that she's made here. The judge in the Chauvin trial is blasting Maxine Waters for her threatening comments to the jurors, saying it's aberrant and disrespectful. And Maxine Waters may have hoisted on her own petard because she may have handed the defense grounds for an appeal, regardless of what verdict comes on in. The trial could be turned over, could be declared a mistrial because of Maxine Waters and what she said. Newt Gingrich is out there ripping Maxine Waters for openly encouraging violence, not just in Minnesota, but all across the entire country. And so he has basically stood up to say this was absolutely not acceptable. And he made a reference, of course, to those National Guardsmen who were fired on shortly after Maxine's statement. And I understand that the shooter in that case has been apprehended. So we're going to find out what's going on there. Story coming on out of Cuz Blue. Leftists are rushing to defend Maxine Waters as this expulsion petition circulates after she incited scores of violent rioters, and insurrections. And again, we're seeing this double standard because just before the January 6th protest at the Capitol, Donald Trump made a speech calling for peace and was impeached for inciting a riot because, as you all know, calling for peace is code language for trash the Capitol building. And here we have Maxine Waters out there saying get more confrontational, which we all know or have been told is code speak for stay home, you know, riot from home and destroy your own stuff because of the COVID lockdown here. So over at the White House itself, Jen Psaki refused to condemn Maxine Waters' incitement to violence. She's refusing to condemn the call for Black Lives Matter to get more confrontational. Joe Biden has come on out there openly saying that he is praying for the, quote, correct verdict, end quote, in the Derek Chauvin case. And that, to me, seems like undue influence on a jury that is not in sequestration right now. Yeah, the defense definitely has grounds to request a new trial, a mistrial, or an appeal based on all of this. Nancy Pelosi, we mentioned this briefly yesterday, Nancy Pelosi is saying that Maxine Waters does not need to apologize for incitement to violence that led to the shots fired at the National Guard, because after all, Maxine Waters is a Democrat, and Democrats are allowed to incite the violence. It's only when Republicans do it, or are alleged to do it, that it's a crime so severe that even innocence is no defense. Okay. Interestingly enough, before Maxine got up there and started bashing the cops and calling for confrontation and unrest amid the riots, she actually requested police protection. And she got a police officer to escort her to and from the airport before she flew from Dulles International Airport to St. Paul International Airport in Minnesota. And after landing in Minnesota, Waters called on protesters to get more confrontational, saying, "We are looking for a guilty verdict." And yeah, she's really out there making a mockery of justice here, and really just trying to rile everybody up. But remember, this is the lady who back in 1992 called the Los Angeles riots a rebellion and told her supporters to confront Trump cabinet members in the streets. So she's got a long history of encouraging violence or supporting violence in the streets of America. There are, according to Thasta.com, a lot of Democrats are angry with Maxine Waters, and they're actually willing to support the censure effort against her. So, I mean, she's getting this backlash not only from Republicans and Judge Peter Cahill, she's getting it from her Democratic colleagues. And she did. She made them all look bad. She made them look just horrible. Made them look really, really bad. All right. Story from StationGossip.com. As I mentioned before, they arrested the guy who fired on the National Guard members in Minneapolis. He's a convicted felon, Andrew Thomas, 28. He's been charged not only with the shooting of the National Guardsmen, who were fortunately only lightly injured, but he was charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm. So that raises the question, who gave this guy the gun? Because he isn't supposed to have one under the law of the land, under the existing law. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis, everybody is getting nervous. It's like we're all just holding our breaths, waiting to see what's going to happen. And they have got armored vehicles there, police and soldiers everywhere. Businesses are boarding up. Everybody is expecting the worst. And they may well get it, because my feeling is it almost doesn't matter what verdict comes in the Derek Chauvin case. There's going to be rioting anyway. So I don't know. It's I'm glad we're not in a big city down here. This story has me very worried that we're being set up for yet another false flag like happened on January 6th. This is coming from Involve.com, and it's saying Washington, D.C. will not allow the National Guard that has been activated to control the Black Lives Matter riots to carry weapons after the Chauvin trial. Well, what are they going to use on the rioters? Harsh language? I mean, really, what's the point of having the National Guard out there, you know, if they can be beaten with sticks and stones and bricks by Black Lives Matter and driven off? If you're going to have them out there to keep the peace, you know, let them have the materials to deter violence. You know, just stand there with the gun and the rioters will turn around and go home and smash up their own stuff here. Again, as we mentioned before, the attorney for Derek Chauvin is complaining about the jury not being sequestered. Apparently he and some of the members of the jury are already getting nasty emails. The jurors were not told to stay away from the media, but only avoid media that pertains to the case. It does seem like the judge is trying to set them up to be openly harassed to get a desired outcome. Story coming on out of MadnessHub.com. Even the neighborhood thinks the protesters have gone too far after burning down a Popeye's chicken restaurant franchise. And by the way, okay, we're just getting an announcement. The verdict is in. and will be announced at 5 p.m. Eastern time, which would be 4 p.m. our time in about 50 minutes. Oh, boy, it's going to be going here. And also, there was a church that burned near the area where the rioting is expected to happen. No word yet if it's arson or not. All right. So the verdict is coming. The verdict is in. Okay. If it came in this fast, it's probably going to be an acquittal. Down in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis has signed an anti-riot bill after it passed the state Senate last week, legislation that enhances penalties for crimes committed during a riot. Good for Ron DeSantis. I'm beginning to really like this guy. He seems to have his head on straight and, a lot of common sense there in terms of dealing with what's going on in this country. Getting into different political news, Donald Trump, in an interview with Sean Hannity, said he's beyond seriously looking at a 2024 run, while he slams Biden on the border crisis, saying all he had to do was leave it alone. He was certainly correct on that. But it does look like Trump is coming back in 2024. And looking at the other field of potential contenders out there, he's got a shot at it. There are no other Republicans that could really hope to stand up against him. Trump also told Hannity that the GOP must run on the Make America Great Again agenda if they want to retake Congress in 2022. Well, that's going to be very, very difficult because the Democrats are institutionalizing the same election fraud they used to steal last year's elections. More information is surfacing about election fraud. Down in Maricopa County, where they are still fighting that audit tooth and nail, their election officials were given 3 million Zuckerbucks before the election, but there's no record of who got it or what it was used for. $3 million. Down in Georgia, Raffensperger did it too, accepted 5 million Zuckerbucks, saying it was used for issuing public service announcements. So it looks like there was the payoff mechanism. Now, do you remember Brian Sicknick? Brian Sicknick was the star of the media immediately after the January 6th protest in the Capitol building, where the media was out there saying that he had been killed by a pro-Trump protester who bashed his head in with a fire extinguisher. And that story began to fall apart when the medical examiner said there was no evidence of blunt force trauma on this guy's head. He was perfectly okay the night after the January 6th events, and his family has said he actually died of a stroke. Actually, two strokes in rapid succession the very next day. And so the Department of Justice lied. Sicknick died of natural causes a day after the Capitol unrest. Once again, you have been lied to. And how many more times do you have to be lied to by this government, by this corporate media, before you're ready to stand up and say, you guys are full of it and I am just not listening to you anymore? Okay. Over in social media, Mike Lindell's new social website, frankspeech.com, was hit with a massive denial of service attack that has been dealt with. The website is back up. There are news and videos and all kinds of things happening there. And so you may want to take a look at that. Now, Tim Allen, who's the star of Last Man Standing, he's out there condemning the willful process working to divide the American people. And by golly, he definitely has it a handle on the situation. The government and the media are playing divide and conquer, especially with all this race baiting that's going on. And we got that. The Washington Medical Examiner has declared Sicknick died of natural causes. So anyway, Tim Allen over the weekend defied Hollywood liberalism to talk about the divisiveness being a deliberate process going on in our country. So good for Tim. All right, let's talk about COVID-19. There's a lot going on there as well. And there is a story from Investment Watch blog. It turns out there is a higher risk of harm associated with the AstraZeneca vaccine than from the COVID-19 disease itself, at least in Norway, where they're studying this very, very closely. Meanwhile, the United States State Department is planning do not travel advisories for 80% of the countries on Earth due to the COVID pandemic. And they said the risk of COVID-19 while traveling remains too high and urged Americans to reconsider all travel abroad. So stay at home, spend your tourism dollars at home. Okay. Anthony Fauci was on CNN Sunday night and reiterated that Americans who've been vaccinated for COVID-19 still have to wear masks so that they don't inadvertently transfer coronavirus to someone else. Well, if you have been vaccinated and if the vaccines actually work, how are you going to be transferring live virus to somebody else? It just does not make any sense. And I'm wondering, you know, how much stock in the face mask companies Fauci owns. And don't forget, we reported yesterday on that new study out of Stanford that says the masks are totally ineffective against COVID-19. They're just, it's just another way of sucking money out of your pocket for, you know, the medical industrial complex. Okay, in Michigan, state health officials say that 246 fully vaccinated people got COVID-19 between January and March of this year. Over in Delaware, 70 fully vaccinated people contracted COVID-19. One of them died. And down in Allegheny County, 109 residents tested positive for COVID-19 after getting vaccinated. So I don't know, call me silly, but it's looking like these vaccines don't really do much of anything. For all we know, they could be injecting you with saline and charging the government all kinds of money for all these vaccines seem to be doing here. Let's see, down in El Paso, same thing. Hundreds of El Pasoans have tested positive for COVID-19 after being vaccinated. 752 people tested positive after receiving the vaccine. So wonderful, wonderful product there. Story coming out of the Daily Mail. Over in Las Vegas, a woman had to undergo three brain surgeries due to dangerous blood clots that formed after receiving the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Emma Berkey, 18 years old, received the one-dose shot on April 1st. A week later, she began experiencing seizures, was rushed to St. Rose Dominican Hospital in Henderson, Nevada. They put her into a medically induced coma, and they've now done three brain surgeries on her, trying to get the blood clots out before they kill her. Okay. Turning to the international news, Senator Lindsey Graham is slamming Donald Trump for supporting a troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Lindsey is saying he could not disagree more. Gee, I wonder if he's involved in some of that opium that's flowing out of Afghanistan into American pharmaceutical companies and street corners. Because it doesn't seem like we're getting anything else out of Afghanistan for all the money and lives that we have poured in there. And on that same topic, another article out of Global Research about how opium poppy production in Afghanistan, it is a multi-billion dollar drug trade, big money for opioids, and they're exporting it to all kinds of nations, including Russia, which Russia is not happy about that at all. Speaking of Russia, more than 20 Russian warships stage a military exercise in the Black Sea as the U.S. condemns the Kremlin plan to block the Kerch Strait as yet another unprovoked escalation. And I understand the military exercises in the Black Sea are live-fire drills, including cruise missile launches. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy.
Welcome back to our show here, and again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your help and continuing support to go on doing what they are doing, which is to keep you, the public, fully informed so that you can make good choices. And once again, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And don't forget, if you mail in a donation for $100, you will get your choice of an RBN coffee mug or an RBN t-shirt. So please include your preference, the t-shirt size, and return address. If you send in a donation for $115 or more, you will get both items. And don't forget that Frontside Firearms deal. That's a sweet deal. That's still ongoing. Two Commander memberships on the line there for those of you who donate. All right, so getting back to the international news here, and of course waiting for the top of the hour when we're going to get the Derek Chauvin verdict. Russian warships staged a naval exercise in the Black Sea. The warships were joined by 50 Sukhoi 25 SM3 fighter jets flying low across the water. And Russia says this is routine defensive drilling, but the Sabres are definitely being rattled. Rented lips, rented lips, rented lips. The European Union is now backing off the claim they made a couple of days ago that there were 150,000 Russian troops near the Ukraine border. Now, the claim was made by the foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, and Borrell told reporters on Monday, yesterday, that there were over 150,000 troops on the border, and the number is now corrected to over 100,000. Still a lot of troops out there, but once again, they're playing fast and loose with the actual facts out there. Story coming on out of Forbes. The Russian military is coming up with an interesting way to counter drone attacks. There's a lot of drones out there being used, the kamikaze drones, the loitering munitions. And Russia has come up with what they call a flying minefield that will counter the drone attacks. Because the drone attacks have proven troublesome for Russian air defenses, so this is how they're going to try and deal with it. This story is very, very troubling. It's from the Daily Mail. The U.S. must prepare for nuclear war. Strategic Command warns today's unpredictable conflicts could escalate rapidly where countries consider nuclear use as their least bad option. So this is the U.S. Strategic Command is coming on and out there and saying, nuclear war is a real, real possibility. It's a dumb idea. It's a stupid idea, but it's a real possibility. The United States Ambassador to Russia, John Sullivan, is flying back to the United States for consultations 4 days after the Kremlin suggested that Washington recall him amid the growing diplomatic crisis between the two countries. Now, Russia recalled its own ambassador to Washington last month after President Joe Biden said he thought Putin was a killer, and the two countries traded sanctions on each other last week. It does look like Biden definitely does not have any intention of allowing peace to break out in his time. Over in China, they're starting to have more and more influence, mostly because of their trade. See, China is a powerhouse, not because of their weapons and their army, but because they make things people want to buy, and that gives China a lot of money and a lot of influence in countries. So New Zealand has now backed out of the Five Eyes intelligence network's China Watch over fears that China could pull back on the country's trade partnership. And so that may be the beginning of the dissolution of the Five Eyes alliance here. Now, for those who are not familiar with it, it also goes by the name of Echelon, and it's this partnership among five nations where each nation spies on the citizens of the other country and then trades the information to get around domestic laws saying you're not allowed to spy on your own people. So the United States will spy on people in Great Britain. Great Britain will spy on Americans. Then they trade the information, and they both stand there saying, we haven't broken any laws, really. Absolutely. Over in Chad, their newly re-elected president, Idriss Deby, died of injuries suffered on the front line in the Sahel country's north, where he'd gone to visit soldiers battling rebels. And he was 68 years old, and he'd won re-election, and he went out to visit the troops and apparently got caught in the crossfire somehow. All righty, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. And I'm looking at the corporate media, and they're all just a Twitter in anticipation of the Chauvin verdict. And it's going to be read in about half an hour, supposedly. And we'll see what's going to happen with that. Meanwhile, there's a story that came out of Babylon Bee, and it's satire. But you kind of have to wonder, you know, about the thinking. They're talking about Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer out there saying that, you know, revolutions are un-American. And it is humor, but we're seeing more and more of that kind of mindset percolate through the liberal mentality where, you know, we're supposed to just sit and accept everything that they do. Without question, and I definitely disagree with that. There was this video that was circulating around, and I linked it to whatreallyhappened.com. There was this drag queen bar, I guess you will, or get-together, and they actually had little girls up there on the stage posing for money. And it's gone viral all over the net, and everybody's looking at that. And as I've said before, I don't care, you know, if you're an adult and a consenting adult, what you and three other consenting adults want to do with various household appliances is your own business. But you leave the children out of it. They're still, you know, growing and maturing, and they really don't know who and what they are. And you don't want to mess them up as they grow. All righty. Getting into the economic news, China has now created its own digital currency. This is the first for a major economy. And the question is now, will the Federal Reserve try and follow suit? Now, again, it's kind of hard to delineate what they mean by a digital currency because so much of our money is digital anyway in the banks. It's not like the bank really has a vault full of gold and silver coin back there. A lot of people are using plastic anyway. That's a form of digital money. But at this point, it's like there's this push to get rid of all paper currency and have everything go through the computers so that you have absolutely no privacy whatsoever regarding how you live your life. That's the biggest danger that I am seeing there. And I really don't like that, because if I'm going to stop at the bake shop on the way home from work and get a jelly donut, that's nobody's business but my own. And the government, really, under the Fourth Amendment, the government has no right to know that I ate a jelly donut. Okay, that's where I'm coming from on that one. Down on the border. Anyway, Jen Psaki is trying to walk back Joe Biden's dementia slip of the tongue, where he called the situation on the border a crisis. And Jen Psaki is saying the president doesn't feel children coming to our border is a crisis. Then the White House backtracked even further, claiming that the president, when he used the word crisis, was referring to what's going on in Central America, not the Mexican border. So there we are. Meanwhile, let's see, story coming on out of Scoopy Web. The U.S. is going to set aside 6,000 guest worker visas for Central Americans. We don't have enough jobs for legal American citizens. We have to stop giving jobs or dangling jobs as lures to get other people to come to this country. When we have 100% full employment of the American people, then we can open up that border. But until then, we've got to preserve American jobs for American workers. That's where I'm coming from. And I know the liberals aren't going to like me for that one, but then I stopped caring what liberals think about me a long time ago. Getting into the world of wokeness, there is this private school up in New York City, $57,000 a year, and the school banned a teacher from the classroom for speaking out about the white shaming race lessons. And parents have now come forward to say that, in point of fact, students spend 1 week every month devoted to critical race theory, which is the theory that all the bad things that happen in the world are the fault of white people, or that white people are bad. We should be ashamed of them. Meanwhile, let's see, the math teacher who was pulled from his classes at Grace Church School after criticizing the school's anti-racism policies released an audio recording Tuesday of a phone call in which the head of the school made the admission that we're demonizing white people for being born. Now, it doesn't get more openly racist than that. Now, recently, we have been talking about how this has been declared racist and that's declared racist, and we've got to get rid of all of this stuff. But there is now this assault on classical music, and this is coming out of Giza Death Star. And they're talking about this article by Faye Voschel coming out of Oxford University, basically saying that those familiar with the excesses of Maoist China should note with growing alarm that ideas similar to those foundational to Mao's Cultural Revolution have found their way into the music department at Oxford University. Now, Oxford music professors encouraged by Black Lives Matter representatives to repudiate what is deemed white supremacist music have targeted the university's traditional focus on irredeemably colonialist composers such as Mozart, Bach, and Beethoven. And I happen to like all three of those. Not as much as I like Claire's music, of course, but I like those three. This one just shows you how out of control this has gotten. This is from Patriot Rising. Over at Arizona State University, there is a social justice warrior that's insisting that writing is a form of white supremacy that must be abolished in order for black students to achieve the same level as white students. In other words, this social justice warrior is insisting that students of color shouldn't have to be able to write in order to get good grades. Talk about the dumbing down of America. By the way, I finally got to see the movie Idiocracy the other day, and it's funny. It's tragic. It feels like it's really happening, but it's funny as well. Okay, let's see. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines because I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be calling in about the Derek Chauvin story. So 512-248-8252. Getting into the world of computers, a lot of us are familiar with Google Maps. If you have an iPad or an iPhone, you use Google Maps. I use it a lot. It turns out it's got a hidden safety feature that Google really didn't advertise. But if there's an active shooting event taking place near you, it will be noted on the map display. So don't be surprised if that pops up, you know, especially in the coming upheavals that we're going to be seeing. There is a story going on around that Facebook is now going to require a mini selfie video of you showing your face, your side, and the rest of it to confirm that you are you before you're allowed to post on Facebook. And the problem I have with that is all these deep fake videos. Facebook is going to have a treasure trove of raw video to use to make fake looking videos of people saying outrageous things here. Meanwhile, over at news.com.au, the Morrison government is considering a radical measure to prevent online bullying and trolling, and they're considering forcing users of social media platforms to upload 100 points of identification in order to go on social media. Now, I don't know what 100 points they're talking about, but I, for one, think that maybe having actual ID on people on the net would be a really, really good thing. Because there are so many trolls out there and shills out there and fake IDs out there. And, you know, we get them on the show. They'll call on in. They'll give us a name. They'll talk about something like chemtrails. And, you know, you argue them down. And then a week later, the same person calls back under a different name, trying to start the argument all over again. And another story, this one coming out of Technocracy News. Apparently, judges are starting to impose a new type of censorship by banning people from the internet. In other words, you're sentenced to never access the internet anymore. This is basically to deal with what is called disinformation and fake news, which, of course, is a very subjective judgment in the eyes of corporate media and the government and the judge themselves. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Kelly in Austin. Hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I, like you, enjoy the great composers of Western Europe. Having spent a lot of time in Western Europe, I've heard them as well.
Yes.
And I'm just curious, how many great works of music have come out of Africa or any other, any kind that's predominantly black? I'm curious about that.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not talking about jazz. That's something very different. All right.
Okay.
It's a uniquely American thing, but they're targeting specifically Beethoven and Mozart and Liszt and other great composers whose works are timeless.
Yes.
So I'm curious. What makes them colonialist composers? I'm curious. And then I'd also like to know. I'd like for somebody other than works of jazz to point me to other great works of music that's come out of Africa. Ever. I can't think of one.
Not off the top of my head. No, I can't. And you know, I think. Basically, colonialist is a phrase which has become mutated to mean anything associated with white people.
Yeah, hold on. I got a ham radio running back here. I'm going to turn it down.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's just an excuse to point a finger at white people for something that for just for being white, just for being great composers, just for being good writers. Now. We've talked before about this insanity regarding mathematics as a racist exercise.
Yes.
And now you have them proposing that writing is
yes.
racist. Then you mentioned the movie Idiocracy. I think what you're seeing is a movement toward that. This
yeah.
country is being turned into a damn idiocracy. I mean, how do they expect to communicate ideas clearly?
They don't want to communicate ideas. They don't want any more ideas. They want belief. Believe in global warming. Believe you are oppressed. Believe that you owe reparations to whatever group is in favor this week.
Well, that's right. And let me tell you, I mean, I spent a lot of time in Africa. I tell you that most of those languages were not written languages. They've only become written languages in the last century.
Yes,
or the last few decades. So
usually
under the
tutelage of the missionaries. I mean, the same is true of Polynesia. The only island that had its own indigenous written language was Rapa Nui, which had a written language called Rongo Rongo. But when the missionaries showed up, they burned the Rongo Rongo and crafted a new language, not just for Rapa Nui, but for most of Polynesia. You know, the Hawaiian written language is actually from the missionaries.
Oh, well, I can tell you, a good friend of mine in Kenya, and I've known him for a long time. I've worked with him out there for a long time. And he's Kenyan. And he has just in the last decade translated his native language. I mean, he speaks Swahili.
Yeah.
Swahili's been a written language for a while. But he speaks his own native language, which is the tribal language, which is Marakwet, and then he speaks Pokot, which is the language from another from a neighboring tribe. But he just in the last decade wrote down the rules for making Marakwet a written language. So a lot of these languages are still not even written languages. They're still working on that. And Edwin has done a remarkable job. He's done and he did that. He's a pastor. Out in Kenya, and then he wanted his people to be able to read the Bible, and so he figured out the grammatical rules of the language, and he wrote them down, and now people who speak Marakwet are able to read, but prior to that they couldn't, and
mm-hmm.
many of them still can't read Swahili because they're illiterate. So Swahili again has been a written language for a long time, but. These languages are languages that have been that they've existed for a long time, and all the knowledge that's been passed down over the centuries has been verbal.
Yes,
and they've really only been able to pass language knowledge down in a serious way since many of them learned to read and write Swahili, and as their own tribal languages are being translated into written form. You know, in Kenya, for example, there are 42 tribes with
yes.
42 tribal languages. Everybody speaks Swahili. 95% of the people there speak English as well. But there's a large percentage of the people in those villages in Kenya outside of Nairobi and Eldoret who don't speak anything other than their own native, their own tribal language and surrounding tribal languages. And those languages are not written languages. You can't pass knowledge down without
no, you can't.
The ability to write it. No.
Well, remember, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, there was a story where now they were saying sheet music was supremacist and racist, and that they thought we should get along without sheet music. That one upset the Lady Claire, of course, a little bit.
I'm sure. I mean, it's crazy. I read that, and I thought, you know, here you go. You have centuries of musical theory.
Yes.
And it's passed down. And now, how do they expect to teach that? I mean, musical theory, and Claire is an accomplished musician, will tell you, you need to understand these things in order to be able
you
to
do. I mean, I'm waiting for somebody to declare accordions colonialist, because it's accordions that forced the Western system of music tuning on the rest of the world.
Right, right. Anyway, I look at the world as it is evolving now, and I think we're in serious trouble.
It's a crazy, crazy time. Kelly, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercial. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're waiting on the Derek Chauvin verdict, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're still waiting for the Derek Chauvin verdict to be announced. That should be happening supposedly at the top of the hour. Phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, I was just going to comment on what you guys were talking about. I'm looking at Christian culture. It's a culture of building. The habit
yes.
of respect for the creator, of it, you know, respect for your own life. You know, that's why suicide's a sin. You know, you can't take what the creator gave, you know, and in respect for our neighbors. That's what the Constitution was about. We came here to be free. And this is where, and it doesn't matter what color you are. The problem with all these illegals they're bringing in is this is an invasion of people who don't even know what it is to be free and, you know, have a criminal culture depending on where they're coming from. You know, a lot of these MS-13 gang members, they got to kill somebody when they're 14. Remember in Houston, all these people were getting shot on the highway, just walking down the road. It was kids making their bones. And so, you know, who brings that in? Who brings in, you know, these kids have been raped and molested and, you know, they're sick. And, you know, who does this while your people don't have work? Now your American veterans can't get under the bridge. But here's the thing, though. And if you look at, like, African culture, Muslim culture, I'm sorry, but, you know, when you don't have respect for each other, Muslims, they burn up their women if they don't cook dinner right, or they think a man looked at them wrong, or their hijab slipped off, so they smash their four-year-old brains out. And I know it's not all of them. It doesn't matter if it's any of them. It's like America with slaves in the South.
Well,
I'm from one of those slave families.
You know, let's kind of spread the blame around here a little bit, because, you know, we have things like the Inquisition and the witch trials. And the fact
right.
that
evil
for a long
evil.
Part of history, Christianity embraced and supported slavery.
Right, right, right. But that's like looking at the Christmas Christians now and these preachers with these great big temples of, you know, piles of money and great big
yes.
$10 million houses. Just because men do evil doesn't mean God is bad or wrong. It just means that we have gone astray from the truth. And if we would hustle our little behinds right back over, set right on top of the truth, there's no his side or this side or that side, or, you know, there's no balance. There's just what is. There's truth and just what it is. What's America
yes.
doing right now? We spend our money to kill people and take their stuff, and now they're doing it to our own people. Well, what did we think was going to happen? If you train up your children in the way they should go, well, you train them in the way they shouldn't go with your public schools. And now music is racist and math is racist and Heather has two mommies and let's have tranny story time and oh, let's shake your booty. And by the way, those weren't two little girls. Those were two little boys dressed up in girls' clothes, you know.
You mean on that video? Okay, well, that would actually
yeah.
make a little bit more sense, but it's still kind of sick.
Well, of course it's sick, but this is my point. Why is it going on? Why are babies being cut up in Virginia and sold for parts publicly? Keep the babies comfortable, Governor Northam. We're a filthy heathen people at this point. We don't have any respect for life, not babies' lives. And now, because we don't respect anything, we don't respect our old people's lives, we don't respect ourselves. We just listen to these people. They lie to us, take our money, and because we keep giving it to them. Okay, a trillion. Oh, they gave us that, $2 trillion.
Okay, Lauren,
okay, let's go for four.
Lauren, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We're waiting now for the verdict announcement. We got callers on the line, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.